Letters, we get letters, and most of them are about birthdays. We try to get to them every Thursday. We just flat didn't have time yesterday.
Did I come in late? Did you introduce the show or anything? Or are you just talking about letters now?
It's all
talking about letters.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes.
As will soon be explained by a big elaborate opening that Rob has assembled for us.
I didn't want to think I missed anything.
No, you didn't miss a thing.
We're just riffing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay, baby.
Yeah. See, this is
I'm on your turf, Daddy-O.
You tune in to a television show, and they don't start with the opening. They just start acting.
Clearly.
So that's what I thought we'd do today.
They know why they're here.
Yeah, that's true.
Mark,
I think so.
Start acting.
What do we got?
First letter comes from Daniel Medina or Medina. He writes, "Hey Buzz,
Funky and cold?
Funky and yes. He says, I'm wondering if you could help me out with a favor. My little nephew Noah is 9 years old. Some of these kids are now 9 years old. Noah is nine, and he's trying to find a gift for his dad. My brother Rudy is a very hard worker and loves to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sure.
I was wondering if you could do a shout out to Rudy Medina from Noah. Happy Father's Day. So from your 9-year-old Rudy, from 9-year-old Noah, Happy Father's Day, Rudy, from us at the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right.
That's excellent. We don't have to sing for that one.
No, we don't. What a relief.
Yeah.
Well, he's a hard worker and his name's Rudy. Where have I heard that before?
Not at the USA Today.
Hey, guys. Dan Morrow, for his birthday, writes, "Hey guys, I just wanted to drop you a line and ask you to sing me the birthday song. My birthday is June 16th. We thought we were going to get away with it."
I love that now it's just become the birthday song.
Clearly.
The birthday song. He says, "I've been going back and listening from the beginning of our podcast because I just can't get enough of you guys. He got caught up and he got bored, so he went back to the beginning and started over again. I'm up to October, so Rob is the healthiest person on the show."
Oh, not anymore.
"And the Chilean miners have just been rescued.
Thank God.
Buzz, I was wanting to quit smoking, and because of your scare, I'm now 5 months free. Thank you all. Nice. Keep up the funny." And that again from Dan Morrow. Thank you, Dan.
I always wondered that people that get to watch, let's say, Lost from season one, they get to come back and just sit there and watch all the episodes in a row. It's amazing that listeners take the time to do that for our show.
I know, and that they follow all the plots and stuff. And there was a time when I was healthy.
I'll tell you why you do that. You go back and listen again to pick up the subtleties that you missed the first
time.
That's
true.
The show is fairly dripping with subtlety.
Now we have a real letter here. It says, "Dear Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, and yes, even Mark and RJ."
Wow.
This is from Heather. Regarding Father's Day love.
Hey now.
Heather or Hather?
Heather, but most people named Heather pronounce it Hather.
Do they?
That's what I've noticed. Oh. Heather writes, "I just wanted to drop a note
Hather.
And let you all know how much my husband Garrett and I appreciate your show and your presence in our lives."
Actually, that's pronounced Garrett.
That's right. Now, the last 2 years have been insanely crazy for us. I had a financial planning business, and Garrett is a contractor and also an options trader. Needless to say, both our industries were decimated. And to keep our house and food on our table, we ended up becoming farmers in Northern California. Ask Buzz to do the math. Farmers
I'm with you.
Northern California.
They're doing a cash crop.
Exactly, Rob.
Do they sell it in foil, Buzz?
I don't know.
Farmers.
I made him laugh.
"Middle class and making ends meet," she writes. "It was a rocky journey, to say the least. I'm happy to report we've just made it past that point in our lives. We now have the coolest 9-month-old daughter and live in beautiful Lake Tahoe. Although these changes and through all these changes, we've had one constant, and that's TMOS helping us to keep our sanity and finding reason to laugh as our world got flipped upside down. We love you guys, listen every day, and even re-listen sometimes on the weekends. Garrett is such a kick-ass dad. He waits to listen to the bonus shows until the baby is sleeping. But make no mistake, she's already a fan. If you guys could send him a shout-out on Father's Day, it would be the best gift ever. Please keep the funny coming and know that you are loved from Tahoe. Signed, Hather."
Hather. Well, happy Father's Day, Garrett.
Happy Father's Day.
I think it's amazing. And look, this economy has made people really decide what they're going to do with their lives.
Right.
And kind of reinvent themselves.
Exactly. We had to do it.
Yeah. And regardless of how you feel about weed, God bless you. You're doing what you got to do.
Let me just say, happy Farmer's Day.
And S&D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm like a plain omelet, no potatoes, tomatoes instead, a cup of coffee and toast.
No substitution.
What do you mean, you don't have any tomatoes?
Only what's on the menu. You can have a number two, a plain omelet that comes with cottage fries and rolls.
Now, I know what it comes with, but it's not what I want.
Well, I'll come back when you make up your mind.
Wait a minute. I have made up my mind. I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee, and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast. I'll give you an English muffin or a coffee roll.
You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
Well, number two, chicken salad sand. Hold the butter, the lettuce, the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
And who hasn't had a waitress like that? Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Yeah, come on in now.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com, and it is 17 June 2011.
June 17th.
And we are over 7 million downloads and still growing. How about that?
How about that?
Yes. Huh. And we are brought to you today
by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? Do you, huh? Do you? DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. See it in action with their free DVD, available at drstumpgrinder.com, or just click the DR ad on our website.
That's a matter of fact, that's why Mike is not here today. He's out back grinding stumps.
Yeah.
Because his yard is littered with them.
And it's so easy and so much fun, he just couldn't stop.
He couldn't stop. Yeah. No, that's actually not the case. Mike is, he's big-timing us today.
Yes, he's yeah. on his way. To the U.S. Open about now, I imagine.
Yeah, I would think so. God, I hope he's there.
I got to see the big MetLife blimp on my ride in today on 270.
That was terrific.
It was pretty cool. You don't see a blimp very often driving down the highway.
Okay, pause for fat joke here.
Has anybody in this room ridden in a blimp?
No. I have.
I have, too.
Yes. All of you have? Yeah.
Twice.
What? Like the Goodyear blimp?
I've done the Goodyear blimp and the Red Dog blimp.
You know, that's one of the great things about being in broadcasting is you get to do a lot of crap you wouldn't get to do as a regular person. And
I don't usually get jealous of Rob Spiewak, but I'm jealous.
Well, the thing is when I was on, we only got about 8 feet. Up, but no, it was. Don't be jealous when I tell you this story.
The Goodyear blimp.
I think it was moored somewhere in near Baltimore.
Moored,
but they flew us down, and I do believe it was during the Don and Mike show. Didn't you guys come out with wireless
this.
And look up and see it? It was really cool. We went right over WJFK. Mm-hmm. The scary thing about a blimp is it doesn't feel like an aircraft. It feels very much like a boat.
Okay.
Because you're dealing with the temperatures.
I actually
of the
got
air.
Motion sickness.
Oh,
it was a hot day.
Were you on the same blimp?
No, different blimp at a different time. But the fuselage part where the passengers sit in a blimp is very much like an airplane, only there's no glass or plastic in the windows. They're open. And this was a 100-degree day in Chicago for me.
Yeah.
And so this thing is swaying back and forth like a boat. Like Rob says, I got a little bit of motion sickness.
I think RJ Diaz was on the blimp as well.
When I lived in Miami, we had the blimp stationed at Key Biscayne. So we used to drive by it, and I got to know the night guard, and then I got to know the pilot.
Are you shocked?
I'm not somehow.
And what
how are you doing? I was wondering if I could see your issue.
I brought snacks.
Yes. That was one of the aircraft, the dirigible, as we might want to call it.
It's a rigid airship, RJ.
Yes, thank you. And what I saw, he took me inside. Uh-huh. We actually got to, we didn't leave the airport, but we actually went aloft and came back down. So it was fun.
Did you know, and I don't know if I heard, did I hear it here? I don't know where I heard it, but that the Empire State Building, the what looks to be like an antenna shooting up.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be a mooring mast for dirigibles in the day.
They used to park the hot air balloons
They
there.
Never really got to it, but that was the design because that was the best way to travel the ocean.
Wouldn't
that
top the balloon?
Well, you have think it, so. It requires careful steering.
I guess so.
The two things I remember about the Goodyear ride is that after we flew over WJFK, he took me above the Mormon Temple on Georgia Avenue with those golden spires.
Oh dear.
And this guy was nuts. and he dive bombed the spires.
Oh, wow.
And I mean,
man,
to see those big gold pointy things coming, that pops up. That pops up.
Oscar, you would have dug the cockpit because the thing is powered by Porsche engines.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there are 8 million dials in front of the pilot. I guess they're like pressure gauges for the various compartments of the blimp.
Right.
I'm not sure.
And the other thing that I remember is this was at a time when Roy Rogers was selling their mushroom Swiss burger.
Yes. Mm. Who can forget?
Mushrooms.
I didn't get motion sickness, but my engineer at the time, Dan Ryson, certainly did.
Yeah.
And we had to spend a good portion of the trip smelling mushrooms.
Splat.
Those are the two things before I die, I would say. And if you have done this, I'm going to leave the show right now.
Okay.
It's the Blue Angels. Have you done it?
Well, good God, not without a shoehorn. How am I going to get into that plane?
I haven't either.
And riding on a blimp.
Yeah.
I want to do those things.
It's fun.
The blimp is very cool, and that's a great way to travel, but that's not how you're getting to Los Angeles.
No, 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 not at all. Great segue.
Hot air balloons.
Great segue, Rob.
Professional broadcaster.
That. Yes. I'm leaving for Los Angeles next Thursday. I want to do a meetup for listeners of the TMOS on Friday the 24th.
Okay.
That would be Friday the 24th. Originally, I had it set up for the 23rd. Don't want to confuse anybody. I'm going to Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday night.
Cool.
And apparently, I get to go into the green room, so that should be amazing.
How did you swing
that? He got
that?
To know the night guard.
Yes.
You brought snacks?
I brought him snacks. And, you
he's
know,
flying a blimp into the green room.
So that should be interesting. Rosario Dawson is the guest.
Oh, cool.
Right. And Jill Scott is the musical guest. So, So
it's Friday the 24th.
Friday the 24th.
Okay, very good.
So,
and I was just going to say, because we have so many listeners out there, we were surprised, and in a recent survey, we found out that L.A. is really one of our top 10 download cities.
That's why I'm excited. Yes. I had tweeted about this, and I had also Facebooked about this, and I hadn't really mentioned it anywhere else, except in passing on the Big O and Duke show this past Tuesday when I figured out the location and time.
Right.
What I want to do is this. There is, and just like Mike talked about when he went to upstate New York and Canada, there is a piece of me that says I'm going to walk in there and it literally is going to be crickets.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, the one thing is that it's L.A. and there's going to be people there.
Yes.
I think you should be able to take credit for whoever shows up.
No. I'll take whatever I can get. Trust me.
Well, you have a secret weapon, too. That'll draw a lot of people.
What's that?
Zoolander.
Zoolander's going to be there.
That's right. You will really corner the market on the buy curious.
I'm hesitant about the whole situation, but let me give you the details first. Okay. It's next Friday night, and it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. at the Sunset Trocadero at 8280 Sunset Boulevard.
God, it sounds like something from I Love Lucy. I'm going to the Sunset Trocadero.
Or Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. It's right up your alley. It's that type of bar.
It's an old school
deal. Open air.
I love Sunset Boulevard.
Old school. Yeah. It's right there, right next to the Body Shop. For those of you that are adult
I love the
club
body shop.
Connoisseurs, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we may scoot on over there after that.
No!
Why not?
What are you doing?
For those of you show historians out there, that's where I almost died about 4 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
When my ATM got locked and the guy said, I'm leaving one way or the other. I'm paying with my body or I'm paying with cash. So this time I'm taking cash and I'm not going to the ATM.
Good man.
So regardless, again, next Friday night, that's the 24th, that's 6:30. We'd love to see as many people as possible.
Free spray tans.
Who knows what happens then?
Free spray tans.
So when I put it up there, I was getting a lot of about Friday night. So I moved it to Friday night.
Okay.
And there is a hesitation here because, as we all know, Zoolander on the show.
Yes.
He
would it be possible to bring him in on this?
Yeah,
I think
it might be nice to see what he has to
say. Maybe RJ, can you?
Yeah,
Zoolander, come on in if you're listening. You probably aren't, but who cares?
Zoolander on the Zoo.
So Zoolander on our show is, I think, 21. He just turned 21.
Yeah, oh, dear.
He's a bit of a young alcoholic in the making.
Yes.
He reminds me a little bit of me. I want to think I had a little more composure as I was growing up and drinking, but I probably didn't.
I think you had a little more body mass.
I also did, yes.
But not as much teeth.
He's got the body of a young Asian girl, and so he really doesn't retain that much alcohol.
That's how he got the job.
You know, when he smiles, it actually looks like the Hollywood sign up in the hills.
Yes.
He got himself some lovely choppers.
So Zoolander somehow is going to be in Hollywood at the same time I'm there.
Screen test?
I don't know. Who knows?
Casting couch?
And I'm nervous about Zoolander because I know
we
how effed up he gets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's twofold to this because I'm clearly taking care of some business out there, but I also want...
Monkey business. Am I right, ladies?
I want to show... Because Zoolander works for free on this program. I want to show him a good time.
Oh, wow.
And when I was a baby DJ or an intern when I was younger...
Now, when you show him a good time, does that involve your hands?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Snuggle bug?
No physical contact.
Good.
I want to do what a lot of guys when I was growing up in the business did for me. When they did something special or fun and I have them be around, they really let me just tag along and really just have a great time and experience what you get to experience at a certain point in their career. And back then, like when like Don and Mike days and when like the Tim Virgins of the world were just boss jocks, they could do whatever they wanted. They had no business taking me in. And they did. They took me to the concerts, backstage, all kinds of things.
Took
so it was
you
pretty
under
awesome.
Their wings.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you're 20 or 21, it's the biggest thing in the world.
It was amazing.
It's huge. I remember it. Yeah.
Amazing. I remember the first time someone took me backstage, and it might have been for... you know what? It was the HF Festival. And the first time I ever felt like I was like part of something was when Eminem performed on stage in front of 70,000 people. Right. And I was the only one with my with the afternoon jock and the program director to stand on stage and watch him perform and see him command this crowd.
People should know the HF Festival is it's not as big as it once was, but at one time it was a heritage event.
Huge.
Yeah. It was at RFK probably.
Yeah. Yes,
RFK. And you're looking at 70,000 people and it's an amazing
this
deal.
One was at FedEx.
Okay.
Bigger. No, I'm sorry. This one was RFK, but the stadium shakes.
Oh yeah.
And it shakes during a game, but when you see it shake during a performance, and this was at Eminem's pinnacle.
Right.
So he came out there and I just got to see that performance. I thought it was special. Now, this is nothing along those lines, but yet special again, where I want to invite Zoolander to the hotel I'm at to come to the pool and hang out with myself and my friends.
Out of that whole thing, all I heard was pinnacle.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? It's a rum brand.
It's a brand of rum.
We don't usually buy booze that comes in plastic bottles.
Look at this guy.
Okay, so
before you pump the brakes on the show and turn into a big speed,
don't make any jokes about Bowman either.
Yes.
Okay?
Huh? I'm asking you, will you be able to maintain your composure? If A, I hope, clearly if we're at the appearance, you're able to just meet listeners and hang out. And B, if I invite you to my hotel to hang out.
Oh, boy.
That's your hotel?
Yes.
Wow.
Not that night, but the next day.
Sure.
Are you going to be okay?
I'll be great.
Are you sure?
No.
You know, the last time...
No, the attitude I want from an invitation.
The last time your hotel had something that looked like that in it, it was used to stir a drink.
Very true.
See, when Oscar was made an offer like this early in his career, he jumped at it and agreed to whatever terms.
Yeah.
A lot of yeses and thank yous were given.
That's
yes,
right.
Oscar. Yeah. Why do I... Can I... Okay. Yes. I will... One and done will be my... Will be my
you're not helping pinnacle. Your cause. I want to hate you, but you're such a fun guy to be around at times that I can't.
Oh yeah, he's
at
a
times.
Blast.
Oh, you know.
Yes.
No, of course. Yeah, whatever.
Both of you. Concerning Zoolander's drinking, he must have food before he can have anything to drink.
Yes.
Lots of food.
Make sure he gets fed.
Yes, eat the olive before you drink the martini.
Why can't you make me feel better about this situation?
No, Oscar, I will definitely keep my commission.
What he's looking for is really unbridled.
Yes.
Or just a confirmation
gratitude.
That everything
is
going to
be great.
And as a matter of fact, beyond being great, you're not just going to be there. You're going to help Mr. Santana.
Yes.
Because there might be things that he needs assistance with.
Oh,
This is what I don't know. No, I just don't want the smarminess.
Yeah. And just
I want you to be happy and we're going to have a great time.
We will have a great time.
Is this how Mike feels about me when we go places?
This younger generation, am I right, Oscar?
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
everything is going to be
Who are
fine.
You bringing to the appearance?
My friend Marissa.
Is this a
What's her name?
Don't make fun of the poor lady.
I didn't catch
you. You know he
Hi,
has
Rob.
A list.
How you doing, buddy?
Go ahead, say that again.
Marissa.
That's right.
And I have my Invisalign in, so it's terrible. Yeah. It's like a double blow.
Well, you should probably take it out if you're coming on the radio. That, your retainer, and gum. Those are the rules of broadcast.
And you know what? Maybe you want to make a friend with someone named Barbara.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt.
No, don't be mad.
No, don't. Look at him. Everything's
fine. Give her his poor feelings.
I didn't mean to.
So, Marissa, is this a young lady you're interested in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now it got interesting.
There we go.
And I'm staying at her apartment.
All right, nice.
She's an L.A. woman.
She is.
Very good. What is the celebrity she most resembles? Or who, I should
I
say.
Said this on This Week in America last week, Rob. She looks like Anne Hathaway.
I remember, but, you know, not everyone listens to that
what?
Show.
Well,
that's
what?
A shame.
Not yet.
Okay, so Anne Hathaway, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are the rules of engagement for myself.
Okay.
You can bring as many girls as you like.
Thank you, Oscar.
No dudes.
None.
Okay, good. So that's all I care about.
Okay, that's
right.
It.
That's all I care
good start.
About. Yes, yes.
Okay, but what about a third rule of engagement that involves him requiring assistance?
Yeah, yeah.
No, from leaving a bar.
I don't want to ever have to cut you off.
You won't have to.
Oh, but you promise.
You won't. Yes.
Okay, Oscar. Because I mean, I don't believe it.
You're gonna have to cut him off.
I mean,
cut
Mark has been the disciplinarian here.
Yes.
No. Have you talked to him before? Did you talk to him before the Big Duff and say, look,
I did.
Man, maintain your composure.
I even told him before the Duff that he couldn't bring alcohol to the event, and he brought alcohol to the event.
See, there's
you
trouble.
Know what he is? He's a contrarian.
Apparently. What if I told you
I
to get
that
as effed up as possible?
Exactly.
And do whatever you want. Would you do the opposite?
No.
Okay. So what are you going to do? You're making me nervous.
No, I'm gonna keep it cool. Don't worry.
Right. You sure?
Yes.
Cool, Daddy.
Because it's not a cool. You know what I care about?
What?
I care about going to this establishment, which, by the way, it says lounge in its title.
Sure.
Yes, it
it's
does.
Not like hoity-toity. It's a fun place you can go to.
And okay, good to know.
Is there plenty of comfortable seating?
There is.
Good. Then I'm with you.
Comfortable for the 30s. Like the seats are tight.
Well, yeah, well,
it's an old school bar.
Yeah, well, you know what? I could pretend to be small.
Right up your alley.
I would
love
it.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet you they make a wicked old fashioned.
I'm sure they do.
That you will not have.
No, I will not.
So, those are my concerns, and I wanted to address them publicly.
Yes. Okay.
And what would be nice also is if you could pack some TMOS shirts to bring out.
That would be nice. A little swag?
Yes.
I can do that.
Well, I can't imagine you taking a lot in a carry-on, seeing as the clothes you wear are size
small.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Right?
The man can pack in a coin purse.
Thank you for bringing nothing to the show.
Oh,
now
God.
You appreciate it.
Before you go, would you like to make any last-ditch effort to save this segment?
I feel really bad for Mike, because did you hear about the traffic this morning?
Yes.
Mike getting to the U.S. Open today. Oh, on Monday? Mm. He's not going to be happy.
Okay.
Do you remember those crickets Oscar was sharing?
Yeah,
with
I apologize.
No, you know what? Not even the crickets are here anymore.
And you know what? Mike doesn't do well with crowds, and I went yesterday, and it was crowded.
You are really one of the privileged ones, aren't you?
Yeah.
When you're not going up to New York by train to take in a show, you're saying, well, I went to Congressional yesterday, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
It was very big.
I want to remind everyone to listen to This Week in America Today with Zoolander. It'll be a great show.
I hope the magic continues.
In spite of Zoolander.
Thank you, friendo.
What?
Now you have to leave.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you, Eric.
Right, so that's the LA trip, which Zoolander will probably mess up.
Oscar, good luck to you, man.
I see that you've pulled out your iPhone. Are you currently canceling your reservations?
No.
Yes. I'm befriending Zoolander right now.
No.
I'm stopping.
Blocking him.
I'm not going to follow him on Twitter anymore. You're dead to me. All right. Friday evening, Los Angeles podcast meetup. That's at the Sunset Trocadero, 8280 Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And we'll be there at 6:30 p.m. I'll probably be hammered already. So don't mind me. But please, whatever you do, if you see Zoolander, your initial greeting when you shake his hand is S&D.
Exactly. And you know what? He very well might.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're saying Anne Hathaway look like is a beard?
I'm just
saying
that you be excited that he's bringing his Jim Rockford brand of cool to your Los Angeles appearance.
Can't wait.
All right. We're going to go jumpstart the show. We'll be back in a moment. This is Mike O'Mara's show.
Zoolander, that F.
He's a douche. .com. He looked like Anne Hathaway. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike is not here today. He's fighting the crowds, and apparently, according to Zoolander, he's miserable. Mm-hmm. And this segment is brought to you by
the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
Oh,
Father's Day is this weekend, but believe it or not, as amazing as this may seem, there is still time to shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon and get it to him on time.
How can that be?
Well, they have overnight shipping on a whole lot of items, Rob.
Oh, Uber night.
And they do Saturday delivery, so there's still no need to rush to the mall. Gift cards are available, too. They can even ship those by email if you prefer. When you think of shopping for any reason or occasion, think MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Perfect.
Very cool. My dad got his card yesterday, and he was very tickled that Jabril signed it.
Did he?
Yeah, I got Jabril to sign the Father's Day card.
Just quickly with Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I've been playing soccer with my friend Dominic Foxworth and a bunch of his friends. Mm-hmm.
We should get our leagues together.
Yes, of course. I have to be one of the worst sons in the world.
No.
I disagree.
Is it the hair?
No, I text Dominique and I say, is there soccer this Sunday? What's going on? Uh-huh. And he's like, Dominique is a man of few words. So he texts me back, no. And I write back, well, I haven't seen the family a bit. I'm going to come up on site and hang out. He's like, and he writes back, it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, I said, so you're saying I can't come and I'm a horrible son because I completely forgot.
Right.
And it's multifold because we do the campaign, the Father's Day campaign at Mangrate, and that's I realize I talk about this every
this
day.
This is your Christmas.
Right. How do you forget
this
about it?
This is your Thanksgiving.
And two, all week my father was asking me what we're doing Sunday, and I've been saying, hey, I don't know. I got to figure out my plans. And
I don't know. Just chillax, dude. I'm not so sure.
So I write back to Dominique that I'm a horrible son, and a happy Father's Day to him because he just had a lovely child.
Oh, cool.
And I also write to my father and I say, Dad, I was like, I let's have a barbecue Sunday. Clearly, that's what, you know, that's what I do with my life.
Good.
And
a good tie-in for your other job.
He writes me back. He says, oh, I thought you were trying to figure out what your plans were Sunday in a nice way.
Yeah.
Like a passive aggressive, like any other
parent.
Yeah,
but he's letting you off the hook.
He is. But how do I forget that? How do you forget that?
Well, you're so preoccupied with Mangrate right now. You are around the clock, so you're just not thinking about it.
I just felt like a complete a-hole.
By the time Sunday rolls around and you go and see your dad and you cook some stuff up, it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be there. The fact is, at least you're not having this revelation this Monday.
No,
when you say, oh my God, I missed it.
Yeah.
Because you can't give, for example, you can't give your kids presents on the 26th of December.
No.
You got to kind of hit that hard date.
They're going to notice.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, I figured out. I clearly can't get him Mangrates because he has like enough of those.
Does he have a school machine?
He doesn't have a school machine, but I don't think it'll actually fit in the halls of our home.
Wow. How about a printer?
A printer, yes, a wireless printer. I think there may be one in the basement that I could wrap up. My mom, that's a different story. But
yes, it is.
Happy Father's Day to everybody. Yeah. Whatever you get, enjoy yourself. And again, I know it's hokey. It's not necessarily about the presents. It's just about the good time and the family.
That's right.
It is. And, you know, I was talking to Brad, my buddy Brad, online today, and I said, are you ready to be disappointed on Sunday? He says, oh, I need not wait. The disappointment has already begun. And you know, we really, we address this every year. It's not even, there's Mother's Day, the high holy day.
That's right.
Of celebrating parents.
Everybody knows this is true.
And then they loop together dads and grads. Mm-hmm. It's sad. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not so sure my kids have anything planned for me. I know Carrie works until 3.
Nice.
She says, what do you want for Father's Day? Mm. This is a loaded question because what I tell her is what I always say is, I don't need anything.
That's what I say.
Thank you. If she takes me up on that, I'm going to be really pissed. I want something, but I don't want to tell her what to get me or what to do.
I'm on a different page.
Now, how would you handle it?
I would make a list and say, pick one.
Oh, that way there's still some surprise.
I do that for Christmas now.
Do you really?
I send a mass email to my family members and I say, these are all the things I would like. Mm-hmm. Please feel free. Like it's a bridal registry for myself.
Right. What you should do then is you should also link them the things right through our website.
Yes. That's right. I should
do that.
I wish
year.
I was a dad just because I have a list, but no kids.
Well, you've got Mark.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Mark's basically your
son. I give
him
my list.
Yeah. You're kindly. You are fatherly. Would you like a gift this Sunday?
I would.
All right. Well, let's all chip in and get him
something. Yeah, we should get him something.
But not what we discussed before the show.
No, certainly not.
We're saving that.
Not that.
Not the punch in the nose.
Like a tray of cheeses?
Okay. Not on my list, but I'm not going to throw it away.
Well, what's on your list?
I want one of those iPads. Okay.
You want to ride the buzzer on this one?
I want one of those Blu-ray players.
Hit the stop.
There we go.
And I want one of those DR string trimmers.
Rewind again.
Okay.
So what do you want?
A Blu-ray player, an iPad, and a DR string trimmer.
See, this is the problem, Buzz.
Is there a problem?
When you don't have children.
I know. Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but when you're asking for things from people that aren't related to you.
Well, you said I could.
Yeah.
What you really should have said is something like a card.
If you hadn't asked, I would have held my tongue.
And my mom would say this in Spanish, and I'm sure there's a different translation.
What's that?
It's, te di la mano y me agarraste el brazo.
Uh-huh.
Which is basically, I gave you my hand and you ripped off my arm.
Oh, okay. Give an inch, take a mile.
Yes, there you go.
I think that's bit of an exaggeration.
I've been reviewing your list, and I think here's where we can meet halfway. We can either get you a Blu-ray disc of something.
Uh-huh.
Or some string.
Or maybe one $1.99 gift card to the iTunes store so you can buy an app.
That would be great.
Yes.
Or you know what you can also buy is the new, well, it's not up yet, but the new cartoon, isn't
it? Yes, it
is. Very cool.
It's
now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I have a bit of audio from the cartoon that I'd like to play. We've all seen episode 9 of the Mike O'Mara Show animated series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to, right now, pure applause for Mark Ronick.
Yes.
He gets the MikeO'MaraShow.com Making Lemonade Out of Lemons.
Save of the year.
Save of the year. Mm-hmm. Because remember when we did How Dare You and the video was compromised?
The cooking show with you and Mike.
Exactly.
Yes.
The video was compromised. Well. So what he did is he took the audio and animated it.
Well,
so
I didn't.
Yes, you did. You know,
everybody knows.
Gabe Strine.
We gotta give you
Strine's in rehab.
We gotta give you
He's
credit.
He's not doing anything.
Because clearly, this was a project that was really built up for a couple months on the program.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It didn't really work out video wise.
Right.
So, but we had really a great concept. Audio-wise.
Yeah, there was good content.
And I think it was Mark's brainchild, if I'm not mistaken, here to take that audio and bring it to animation with the help of Gabe Strine.
And it's really thrilling to watch. And it's what he is. He's the Benadryl to the mosquito bite that this show became.
So those
an annoying
you,
itch, and he fixed it.
Those of you who've been clamoring to see How Dare You, the cooking show with Rob and Mike, can now see it, even if it's cartoon form. In some ways, that might be better. It's now available.
Yes. And, you know, he really captured the smoke and the burning. But here's a small preview. This goes live on Tuesday,
this
right?
This goes live on Monday.
Monday.
But so you can buy it now.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, yes, the pre-order. Hang on, folks. Here's a little taste of cartoon number 9.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'd like to point out that as I
I'm not certain about this sauce yet, Mike.
No. I'm observing Rob's sauce.
Let's see what it tastes like.
You go ahead and taste that.
Perhaps we save that for next time. Yeah, that's not really what we want to go with today.
Can we get a close-up of Rob's sauce?
Don't get too close.
Take a close look at this sauce. This has the lovely flecks of charred meat
in it.
Let me
see. You know what that is? That's cancer.
Oh, and it's a lengthy cartoon. Is it not 19 minutes?
No, I think 13. It's 13. About 13. 15. Yeah.
But it's really great, and it's funny. And the thing is watching it after trying to forget what happened on the... Oh, and this is Black Gold.
Yes,
right
it
now.
Is.
After trying to forget about the cooking show, it brought back good memories because it is very, very funny.
It is the longest animation to date, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. You're right.
And when I received the link, I think a couple of days ago, I got a chance to actually watch it last night. I thought that it was amazing. And again, if you haven't seen these animations, they are really another extension of the program.
So funny.
And for what you're getting, it's just pretty amazing. And thank you to Gabe Strine. He really kills it every time.
This is 13 minutes of the comedy of Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara for $1.99. You will not find a better entertainment value.
And you can watch it over and over and over. Right. You know, I'd pay $2 just to see the chef hat.
Absolutely.
It's a great, and the burning of the meat. There's great special effects.
You know, the other thing, everybody's been wanting to see How Dare You, all of our listeners.
Right.
But the other thing that I've heard from listeners about the cartoons is that they wanted fresh, new content, things that they hadn't heard before.
Right.
So here you go. Yeah. So now please go ahead and support the show and check it out.
I don't know. I don't think there's ever been a project that I've been attached to, even from a secondary way, because, you know, all we do is do it, and then it shows up. Gabe hears it and puts it together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud to be associated with this. It's so neat. It really, really is.
Speaking of additional content, a programming note, that Tech 401, the new show, will be available Saturday in the afternoon.
It's a hit.
Todd was on the West Coast for a while, and we just hadn't been able to cut a new show.
Right.
But there's one in the books, and there's one that... We talk about banking here all the time on the show.
Sure.
We talked about how if you've actually left the bank because of the customer service.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And something we address on the program in length, but we can talk about I think here that people should know, is that online banking, the security-wise, wide version of it, different banks have different implementations of security layers, if you will.
I will.
I use Bank of America, and they use SafePass.
Okay, is that good?
And SafePass is good. Basically, if you want to transfer money over from certain denominations, you get a text to your phone that gives you a passcode that you have to enter into the computer before you can transfer the money over.
So you can bank. I mean, I'm going to sound extraordinarily naive here.
It's okay.
You bank with your phone.
I can bank with the phone.
Yeah.
You
me
see,
too.
Now that to me, I'm okay with banking from your PC.
Yes.
But it seems a little dicey to bank from. Well, not like I have any money to lose, but if I had money, it would seem dicey to bank from your phone.
Yeah. It's really secure. It's as secure as anything else.
All right.
And you got to put a password. There's a multi-layer passwords you deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And really, these are financial institutions. Anything's possible, clearly.
Sure.
But I'm comfortable with it. It's your comfort level. That's the reality.
Yeah. All right.
But if you want to online bank even from a computer, the SafePass is a layer of their security that allows them to confirm that you're actually the guy and the owner of the bank account that's trying to transfer this money over.
Right.
Most people know that I went from AT&T to Verizon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The problem with this type of transfer or porting of number that I've encountered for the last week was that my SafePass wasn't getting to my phone anymore. And it was weird because I said, there are clearly two major carriers.
That's bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are two major carriers. And without getting too nerdy, basically, I wasn't able to get the code to online bank.
Okay.
And I spent, I kid you not, at least 5 hours trying to troubleshoot this with customer service, with everybody
else.
And
when you get to something like this, and I've had similar problems when I got locked out of my website once,
yes.
My stupid website.
Yes.
Does it not become the most important thing in your life?
In just, the world.
Just to get this yes. done. And if you've invested an hour yes. in it, you're not going to give up because that would be an hour lost.
There was, it was a matter of principle, Rob.
Of course.
Yes. And
that's a banking pun.
I think at one point in the conversation after I talked to the fourth, it was my fourth consecutive call.
Yes.
Because what they were doing wasn't working. Right. I said, I'm going to drive to the bank and I'll be there at the front at that when it opens and I will withdraw all my money.
Oh, okay. So now you're threatening.
More like a fanny pack, a briefcase. Too much money.
A coin purse.
Clearly, a coin purse.
Zoolander's luggage.
And, yeah. And that did not faze them.
No,
because I'm just another
anymore.
Schmuck.
That's right.
With dollars in their bank.
Well, the thing is that that's not who you need to talk to. The people that are offering tech support don't care.
Right.
They
if
don't
you talk
care.
To a bank president, maybe
they
you get some
don't
traction.
Care.
Right.
But the yes. tech support doesn't care.
So what I came to find out is this: is that as usual, technology is never perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
this explains your Facebook
yes,
post,
where I said it could be your best friend or your worst enemy.
Right.
Precisely.
Is that apparently, if you are a Bank of America customer, and I think it might be the largest bank in the world
Lucky.
At this point.
It is the
yes,
Bank of America.
Yeah, yes. You and you decide and you decide to take your money to another bank. Oh, right. I'm sorry. You decide to take, whether you're going to Verizon to AT&T or AT&T to Verizon, you,
right.
you decide to switch cell phone carriers.
Uh-huh. Right.
You have to disable your SafePass before you go to your new carrier.
Wow.
And then re-up it.
Well, I hope you've learned your lesson.
The reason why you have to do that
uh-huh.
is because apparently their software does not pick up when an actual phone number is ported.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And porting means basically going from one carrier to another.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you regret making the cell phone carrier switch that you've made?
No,
from AT&T
to don't.
Verizon?
I don't.
Because you've been through a world of grief.
I regret.
Look at you. You're all worked up.
I yeah. regret mm-hmm. that an institution such as Bank of America does not have their S together.
Yes.
And when people port their number, how many
well,
people switch
dreaming.
Carriers all the
yeah.
time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but think of me. They're dealing with banking is like the oldest. I mean, the whole institution of banking is old. It's based
yes.
on old and tradition. They don't care about you and your SafePass and your wacky
well,
phone.
How am I supposed to do business?
You go. They really what they want.
Yes.
They want you to take an hour off and go into
do
the lobby.
Do you know what I had to do this morning?
Oh, you
I
didn't.
Had to go into the bank and talk to a live person.
Amazing.
Which was so creepy.
Yeah.
That, and it was so awkward that I said, "Look, I've been doing this all week.
You,
what's the story?
The only, you make deals with people in parking lots.
I did buy a car online,
yeah, right.
sight on scene.
The only
yes.
thing that's more awkward than having to deal with a banker, and
yes.
I like using that turn of the century terminology, dealing with a banker, is when you're waiting in one of the three chairs in their stupid little waiting
yes.
room to talk to a banker.
Yeah.
And you look awkward and there's people coming in and going out and you're just sitting there and they're looking at you and they're saying, this guy's got trouble because
yeah.
there's nothing
yes.
that can't be done online anymore.
Right.
This loser had to come in.
Am I the a-hole? Am I the a-hole because I
no.
think going to a bank
for
is
once,
too much trouble for me?
For once, no.
Well, you shouldn't have to. I mean, you shouldn't object to it as much as you are, but you shouldn't have
oh,
to.
No. No,
in.
No,
you're
no.
Right.
I, there was,
you're right.
As I was walking
the system
in
is flawed.
Yeah.
to the Georgetown branch, I said, if this does not go right,
uh-huh.
I am going to ask to withdraw all my money
sure.
and walk out with it and throw it in the trunk of my car.
Now,
and just drive.
Yeah.
Would have been a good compromise. What if you could do this on the drive-thru?
Oh, no.
Could you
that would have been fine. Here's a shoebox.
We're having trouble with the SafePass.
Figure it out. Archie, you're a tech guy. Am I an a-hole? Because I think people listening right now...
These are two unrelated questions.
I am
yes.
probably...
I can't decide.
I feel like I'm out of touch. Am I out of touch for being this irate about this?
No, because banks have traditionally been pushing the customers away from
yes.
the lobby to force them to mm-hmm. use electronics.
Yeah, because they want to close branches.
And fire
because
people.
They,
yeah.
I mean, this isn't new, but they're charging. If you go into the teller... and do
yes.
a transaction.
Yeah. Yes.
They charge you.
Now
to do
they
the
do.
Trans-
if you
that's
have-
why that is exactly why I left Bank of America. I was doing an infomercial. They would give me a check drawn on Bank of America. If I went there to cash it, they would charge me $1.50
mm-hmm.
to do a transaction. I was a Bank of America
yes.
customer. The check was drawn on Bank of America. They charged me $1.50. Good night, nurse. I'm not doing that anymore.
That was a discount.
It's America's bank.
Because since it was on us, $1.50. If it was a foreign check,
yeah.
another bank, it'd be $3.
Mm-hmm. That's too much.
I understand that we're limited to the choices we have, but if you keep doing us like this, people will leave.
And put their money on
the
mattress.
And they'll put their money somewhere else. Yeah. And I thought to myself, I was like, could I just bank out of my bedroom? Could I conceivably just do this? I mean, is it possible? But you really can't these days. Who lives off the grid?
Yeah,
how is it possible?
You know what? I want everyone to notice episode number 362 of TMOS is when Oscar got the idea to open his own bank.
The Oscar Bank and Trust.
Bank of Bolivia.
But could you hypothetically bank out of your bedroom if you wanted to?
No, because...
No, right?
No, because for one thing... If I counted all the cash I've had in my pocket this calendar year, maybe $100 total. I everything electronically.
Yeah, but you're in a different place where you don't do the banking at home. Mm-hmm.
That's
true. Could your wife hypothetically do the banking at home?
Oh, you mean there is a bank, but you do it electronically.
No, no, no. I'm talking about you take the cash.
Right.
And when you want to pay your bills, you just do a Western Union or what, or you do a check at a check place. I know, which is a hassle.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
But you could hypothetically live off the grid,
you
right?
You could.
But here's some of the problems. If you're ever going to buy a house, buy a car, they're going to look at your bank accounts, which you'll have none of, and that's going to be a big problem.
I don't understand how Scrooge McDuck did it, but he did it the right way.
He
had that vault full of gold coins and cash,
and he could
go
dive
swimming
into the gold.
Every day.
Yeah. But you see, that also, how do people pay you? They pay you by check. You can't honor a check. You'd have to go to it. Somehow,
you'd have to have
an institution involved.
I don't
credit
even know
card
why I'm
machine.
I am a slave to technology. I am a slave to technology, and I just don't like. I just don't understand how someone could call someone and say, look, I don't know what to tell you. You're not allowed to use your own money the way you're meant to use it because we can't disable the safe pass.
It is the price of convenience.
Oh, yes. I think we are reaching at a point where you'll pick up the phone one of these days and a lady will say to you, I'm sorry, Mr. Santana, our records show you don't exist.
Exactly. We've lost you.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe that. There's so many firewalls and backups out there. It was just a frustrating moment.
But you know what? I'm a little older than you, not much.
Yes.
But I can remember having to go to a bank on a Friday to cash a check so I had money to do stuff on the weekend.
Yes.
Because I didn't trust myself with a credit card and they didn't have the debit cards then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, think of that. Every time you have to deal with something like this, which is, of course, it's a hassle, a pain in the ass, things are easier now. But the thing is I think we've grown accustomed to the being so easy that even a slight inconvenience pisses us off.
That's true.
And a big inconvenience is a world ender.
I will agree that in the big scheme of things, everything else, and again, the Bank of America is not giving me a single dime, is amazing. And this is the first time out of what? The last 4 years where I've gone online that I've had a problem.
Right.
So if this is the one problem I have, and really, let's be honest with ourselves, especially myself, if I hadn't lost my phone when I was blacked out drunk, then I wouldn't be having this situation.
And you wouldn't have been able to buy so many drinks if you had to get cash out. So once again, technology is kicking you in the ass.
I'm the a-hole. I own it.
Hey, Oscar, the Tech 411, I know you guys like to do at the end an app of the week.
Yes.
Right? I have an app for you guys.
You do?
Yeah. It's called Park Now.
Oh, I've actually seen that. I saw that in 2007.
Park Now is...
snap!
What?
I'm just teasing.
Actually, but that was called Park Then.
Yes.
I got to give you a... Go ahead.
Park
Please,
Now, what
free.
You do is a lot of the... what do you call it? At the park,
parking
when
garages?
You're parking at the... Mm-hmm. Not necessarily even the garages, but the meters.
Oh, the meters.
Parallel
yes.
parking.
They
the
have
street.
Those QR codes that Oscar was a big fan of a few months
right.
ago.
Yeah, right. Little splotchy
those,
code.
Yeah, they're those little square splotchy codes. Mm-hmm. What you can do with your app is you can scan that code and tell it how much money to put in the meter, and it will capture that. And so if you don't have any pocket change,
you put it on your
it'll
card.
Just put it right there.
Wow,
one
that's
problem
pretty cool.
Is
yeah.
that it's super limited as far as where
right
you
now
can
it
do
is.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is a great app. I agree with
it's
you.
It's growing, I suppose.
I will say, though, as far as technology is concerned, I know some listeners right now have tuned out and probably just turned off the
No, we lost
the
them when Zoolander was here.
but
who are you kidding?
There is. Think about the convenience and time you've saved just by using whether it's an application or your online protocols.
Yeah.
Like it is awesome.
The one
this,
thing
this podcast wouldn't exist without.
Thinking
it.
About true. When you talk about smartphones, I can't even remember how we used to pick people up in an airport before phones.
Oh, mm-hmm.
how did you do it?
Yeah, because you got the flight tracker now, and you have the updates,
and
you,
I'm
and
at
you
this
gotta call
gate,
someone
yeah,
and see what the story
it's
is.
It's just amazing.
Planes
know.
Were often on time back then.
They were.
So when I was younger,
often
my dad probably he was probably in town. I would say at least not 3 of the 9 months of the year.
Okay.
So it would be a lot of
12 months in a year.
And I knew the one part about getting to my dad to the airport was two things: was One, he would give me gas money, which was more than the gas I spent. And, so I was like his chauffeur.
And paying off customs?
And no, and the pickup as well. So I would clear at least $50 when I was a young lad to pick up and take, and which was awesome.
That's a fortune.
Yes. And but I remember there was no calls. You'd have to have like a payphone or like guesstimate when you're going to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
When I was little, and I was the guy that would, when I got my license, I'd have to go pick him up, didn't matter what time, and I have to bring him back. I remember.
So you had to be sober.
I remember that. Yeah, 24 hours a day. I remember I would have to go into the airport every time I picked him up to look at the screens.
Right, we all did. Yeah.
To figure out what time he might. And God forbid there was a delay. I'd have to kick rocks and wait for him until he got home.
Wreck your whole day. Yes. Yeah, it's horrible stuff.
But you're right. Yeah. And you couldn't call. And if you had a payphone, where would he call?
Yeah,
and he would call your home.
And then you're out of quarters.
Yeah. Oh, please.
You know what? We've just eaten up most of the show.
Sorry, too much fun.
Sorry I've messed up the show.
No, no, it's fine. I'm just so glad you're okay.
Thank you. Yes, I'm much better.
So on Monday, I guess instead of teasing ahead, Monday I'll recap the date that Mark and I have planned.
Oh, yes. I just bulldozed your
plans. No, you're fine.
My plans.
Is there an app for going on our date?
Yes, you can follow Rob and I.
Go ahead and scan. We're going to see a concert with the families this weekend.
Ah.
And it's very cool to get our three kids together. It's a great dynamic.
Can't wait.
So hopefully, Jabril asked if he could come
tonight. I was thinking about him today.
No?
Yeah, well, there's no tickets.
We don't have any more.
Oh, no.
So we'll do the best. And Buzz, we don't know about your Pakistani vegetables. So we must move on. More stuff to come, including the Audio Vault, right after this on MikeOMaraShow.com. Broadcasting live from Boogie Wonderland, this is the MikeOMaraShow.com, and my Audio Vault does not come cheap.
No, it does not.
It is a service.
That's why we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is the Mangrate. Don't make your dad hate you with some crappy piece of S gift this year.
Wow.
Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron Mangrates. Grilled food of all kinds never tasted better, professionally prepared on a Mangrate, and without those nasty flare-ups or your dry meat.
Hate me a hate dry it. Meat, boy.
To get the $19.99 Father's Day special, it's still up, and a high-quality grill brush.
You know, I know we're running late, but I just want to say... Have you troubled with halitosis? You know, the bad breath?
I know people who have.
Yeah, the thing is it's really not a matter of what you eat or how you brush your teeth. It's your tongue.
Scraping the tongue.
And what I use the grill brush for is a tongue scraper, and it is fantastic. You put a little oomph in it, your tongue is going to glow red like a cherry popsicle, and your breath will be kissing sweet. Sorry to interrupt, Buzz.
It also easily cleans the Mangrate.
Thank God that's over.
Hit the Mangrate banner on our webpage today for your dad and yourself. Get the Mangrate. I hope we have the passcode to the vault.
Oh, yes, it's open, as a matter of fact, because I didn't change carriers. Yesterday, remember we were talking about Regis and how he didn't understand anything?
Yes. Right.
I bailed on the show too soon, because this is also from the episode with him and ESPN's Michelle Beadle. She's talking again about technology, and Regis, grandpa, takes it to the wrong place right away.
Oh,
ladies
dear.
And gentlemen, this will make your skin crawl.
What are the shows that I'm missing? Because I don't even have an internet.
They're doing
he doesn't even have an internet.
No. Oh, dear.
What are the shows that I'm missing? Because I don't even have an internet.
They're doing
I don't have it, I don't need it, I don't want it.
Oh, man.
I read the internet every day. That's all I do.
Really?
And it's just trashy news, real news, all
that's
of it.
That's what you read the internet.
Well, it's pretty
and
good.
I suppose...
Pictures.
And I suppose you check out the porn, huh?
Oh, God.
Really, what? Regis?
Oh, Grandpa.
Really?
Are we allowed to even talk about
everybody,
that?
Everybody, that's what's ruining this country. The porn. On internet.
I'm gonna just have a sip of water for that.
I can't believe what I see there.
Regis Philbin just asked me if I watch porn on the internet. This is the greatest day of my life.
Can you imagine Regis getting his internet because now he says he doesn't have it?
He gets so excited.
Can you imagine if he just finds his way to Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
What is this?
He's into that.
But anyway, so that's just great when you have a 20-something blonde on set with you. Do you watch the porn on the internet?
He gets so excited, though.
He really does.
Do you think he takes Viagra?
I think he does.
Oh, I think it's a safe bet. Sure.
I think Joy hides it. But I think when he can find it, he takes it.
Perfect.
Music today in the vault. I like to bust out some records on Friday.
Musica.
This is a guy in Beijing. He's a music teacher. He prides himself on being able to sing, count them, 6 octaves.
Wow.
But there's not many songs that feature that kind of a range. So he's written his own song to show off. This is A Beautiful Voiced Man from Beijing.
Hey, six
hey,
octaves.
Hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
You'll be whistling it all weekend, Oscar. Oh, wait, this is the slow part.
Oh, you're such a hater. Oh, a hateful man, I mean.
Oh, so you wanted something? You perhaps want a different song?
No, I don't want a different song. How do you find this?
Do you know every nation
on the internet when he's looking for porn?
No, if it says, I'm sure he goes to YouTube and types "Asian" and whatever comes up.
No, not necessarily. Every country has their own version of American Idol.
Yes.
Even India.
Really?
This is a wonderful audition, and I don't think that if they win, they go to Hollywood. I don't know where she's going.
They go to Bollywood.
Yeah, she's going, okay, you're going to Bollywood. I like this lady's voice.
Slumdog Idol.
Buddy, your boy make a big nice playing in the state. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You beat this great. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing. We will.
This is not real.
Rock you.
It is real.
We will rock you.
Oh, God.
Buddy, a young man, hard man.
Frank Sinatra used to say she's got the beat of a cop. Yeah.
Someday you got blood on your face. You big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Singing. We will.
So you think, is that the worst version of a Queen song you're going
to
hear
today? To be fair, is she attractive? Did you see this woman?
She's not bad.
Yeah, I think the singing's kind
of
hot.
Is this the part where are they singing in front of the judges, or they're singing?
This looked, probably it looked auditions. Like a different format. It looked like the backdrop in the hotel lobby.
Oh,
you know, like
no.
Where they do the post interviews. Right, and right. I'm just guessing because I could see something that looked like an American Idol sign behind them. But it was obviously Indian Idol.
Clearly there is a dialect? It's not a language difference.
The cadence is different. Mm-hmm. But that's maybe not the worst Queen cover you're going to hear today.
No.
Dallas Mavericks' Dirk Nowitzki chose to sing at the victory rally for the Dallas Mavericks.
The victory. Right.
And here's how he sings Queen.
I bet this
One,
is great.
Two, three! We are the champions! We are the champions! No time for losers! Cause we are the champions of the world!
Perfect.
Dead on, baby.
I can't make fun of him. The fact that they took down the Heat is huge. That dream team they tried to put together, that's huge.
But the amazing thing, he doesn't sound too much like Sloth from Goonies, does he?
Want a candy bar?
You do now.
Oh, look, I got a baby Ruth. Sir?
Whoa. And now, the final crown goes to this kid.
Baby?
They are similar.
One more song for you guys today.
Please.
This is a girl. I would say she's a 13-year-old girl, roughly, with a sturdy build, and she's looking into her video camera, and she wants to sing like Whitney Houston. She doesn't really succeed, and she's not patient with
herself. Neither does Whitney.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. I'm sorry. Let me do it again.
Yeah.
What?
Take two.
And I, yeah, will always love you.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
and I will always love you.
Oh.
I know.
And
in a moment, she goes to a lower key. That'll help.
Jeez.
And
I'll make that
Let
stop.
Me ask you, as a parent.
Oh, now she's lower key. That'll help. Here we go.
Oh, God.
As parents, I know you're supposed to foster your kids' interests.
Creativity.
Yeah. And creativity.
Uh-huh.
But clearly that girl does not have the talent or maybe the voice to be a singer.
Her dad needs to come on a podcast and say so.
How do you tell your child that you're not good at that? Maybe you should try something else.
I say get her into field hockey.
Probably.
Something like that. And I will close. I haven't played one of these in a while. I like this one from the website, Old Jews Telling Jokes. This is Norman Styles and the Rabbi in Las Vegas joke.
All right.
Rabbi's convention in Las Vegas, and Rabbi Schwartz goes up to his room,
And he's unpacking, and there's a knock at the door. He goes to the door, he opens the door, and there's a beautiful blonde standing there in a mink coat. She steps in the room, and she opens up the mink coat, and she's totally naked.
Mm.
He says, "What's this?" She says, "I'm a gift from Rabbi Goldberg." Rabbi Goldberg! How dare he do this? I'm a religious man, he's a religious man. We are here on a convention, a religious convention. And he picks up the phone and he dials and says, "Give me Rabbi Goldberg's room." "Hello, Rabbi Goldberg. How dare you do such a thing? This is a terrible thing. I'm reporting you to the Rabbinical Society." And just as he's talking, the girl starts to walk away. He says, "Where are you going? I'm mad at him, not you."
And that is your magic audio. Oh,
I love it.
Today.
Nice job, Rob.
Thank you for that. We will be right back with Buzz and his news right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Willkommen. It is the Friday edition of MikeO'MaraShow.com, and standing by with that news stager, go! Look at that, like a clock. Yeah. Here's Buzz with the news.
And today's news brought to you by Netflix. Give Dad the gift of entertainment. You're going to get him something from this show, damn it. Give him the gift of entertainment with a Netflix gift card. It's nice. Movies and TV shows he can watch on game consoles, computers, and all things Apple, even a regular television.
Is menopause the reason that the spots have gotten angrier this week?
That's right. Yeah, I'm just really fed up. And now it's just $7.99 a month to get in on Netflix for such a free trial. Just click the Netflix ad on our website. Perfect. That's all you have to do. Our long national nightmare about a congressman's wiener is over. About the time we were wrapping up yesterday's show, New York Democrat Anthony Weiner announced he's resigning. His pregnant bride was not at his side for the announcement. There'll be a special election to choose his replacement. Hustler publisher Larry Flint has offered Weiner a job at 20% more than his congressional salary.
Wow.
Doubtful he'll take it.
I think maybe you want to drop off a resume.
It's Kasim Kasim's Top 40 Countdown. Al-Qaeda is out with a list of government officials and others involved in the plot to kill Osama bin Laden. It's a list of 40 names, the top 40, 26 of which are accompanied by photographs.
At number 38, a little dog named Snuggles.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda's new leadership is obviously hoping that one or more of its supporters here in the U.S. will take it upon themselves to assassinate as many of these targets as possible. So naturally, the government's watching those folks. Wow.
America loves a list.
The man who was second in command at Al-Qaeda under bin Laden is now the new terrorist leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. What Zawahiri lacks in bin Laden-like charisma among the faithful, he makes up with bloodlust. He taught bin Laden much of what bin Laden knew about hurting the Western world. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is hinting that the same fate awaits Zawahiri as awaited bin Laden, and that fate being death. Quoting Gates, "I'm not sure if it's a position anyone should aspire to."
I like the fact that they're running it the way CBS runs. They're hiring from within.
Mm. Yeah,
promoting from inside.
Yeah, I like that.
What I don't get is that if you're like this rogue organization and you're, look, clearly terrorists, they're just looking for attention. Mm. But why would you say, okay, this is our guy now? This is the guy.
Yeah, you don't really want to reveal it, do you?
No, you just do what you do.
It's like revealing the secret recipe for the chicken
jerks.
At KFC. Keep it on the DL.
Yes.
That's right. Maybe it's this guy, maybe it's not.
A new law in Ohio allows gun owners to take their weapons almost anywhere, including into bars. What could possibly go wrong?
Don't tell that to Zoolander.
No.
The new law makes Ohio the rootin' tootinest state in the country, allowing guns in both bars and football stadiums.
Go Buckeyes.
Because judging from Vancouver, you know, sports fans are calm, rational people.
Sure.
They're adopting a tough new anti-abortion law in North Carolina. It forces a 24-hour waiting period before any such procedure and forces the woman to get an ultrasound or listen to the fetal heartbeat. Women would be forced to pay for that exam or that ultrasound themselves, even when they are financially unable to do so. That would force some poor women to have babies they can also not afford. Last year, the North Carolina lawmakers, led by Republicans, stripped funding from Planned Parenthood as well.
Are they allowed to bring a gun to the ultrasound, though?
Only if they're coming through Ohio.
Well, I think it shouldn't be a problem. Oh, it's sort of a win-win.
A 20-year-old college football player got kicked off an airplane and was arrested for refusing to pull up his pants, which sagged well below his buttocks.
RJ.
Exposing his boxer shorts.
Oh, RJ's boxers.
He was on his way from his school in New Mexico to the San Francisco Bay Area to attend the funeral of a friend who had been shot to death.
Nice.
A 9-year-old boy in New York, meanwhile, has successfully overturned the school system's policy of not allowing him and others to play the Pokemon card game.
Oh, the kids with their Pokey and their mom, they're crazy.
Is that still popular?
Yeah, you know what it is.
It is. Oh, it is. And this is a great story. I love this story. I want to adopt this kid. The boy.
No, you don't.
Then you'll get a Father's Day present.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's my motive.
And he's old enough that he won't need a stroller.
Right. He wrote a humorous letter to school officials arguing that Pokemon is an educational game. The grown-ups agreed. The letter was so well written and made such valid points that the boy was actually right. They have now changed their anti-Pokemon policy.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty amazing.
I like that.
And in San Bernardino, California, there's a fiery controversy over the yearbook at Big Bear High School. In the background of one of the photos, you can see a 17-year-old boy with his hand inside the clothing of a 15-year-old girl with whom he is dancing.
Oh.
A replacement page is being printed for those who obey the demand to return their yearbooks. The photo has been declared child pornography, and people are being warned that they are in possession of illegal material if they hang on to the yearbook.
You know, I agree that it's inappropriate.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
Child pornography?
I know.
Really?
I don't
think anyone should take a razor to a yearbook.
Yeah, but if that was your daughter, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, but
that.
If it was my son, I'd do. Oh, yeah. That's my boy.
Have that framed.
That's
here
right.
In the D.C. area, a 21-year-old Virginia man's facing a lawsuit over the injury of a cab driver on the 495 Beltway around the city. The defendant's already been cited for drunk driving and speeding. The lawsuit in civil court now alleges that he was also having sex at the time of the crash and that he was at least partly, if not fully, in the back seat of the car at the time of the crash.
How do you do it?
85 miles an hour.
Do you know what kind of car it was?
I do not know the make of the car.
It was the not very smart car.
Someone was really horny.
And finally,
yes.
Finally, from the home office in Florida, a man walked into the Family Dollar store in Fort Lauderdale, pulled a gun, and demanded cash from the register. The female clerk told him he'd have to buy something first. She explained that the cash drawer simply won't open unless some item is scanned first. That made sense to the robber, who then picked up a pack of gum and pulled out a dollar bill to pay for it. The cashier put the dollar into the cash drawer and then gave the man all of the cash. He still hasn't been caught.
Yeah, he's going to outwit them.
Florida. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Well done.
Brought to you today by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. See it in action with a free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website.
Excellent. Real quick, I just want to say something. I want to say congratulations to my third child, Jabril, fifth grade graduate. He's headed to middle school.
Congratulations. Good job.
Yeah. Attaboy, Jabril. Nicely done. And, of course, happy Father's Day to my dad, my stepdad, my father-in-law, and all the fathers
and
out there.
And my dad. Yeah.
Yes, everybody. Have a great Father's Day.
Yes.
And remember, Dad, don't let it be looped in. You know what I just did?
What?
I looped in dads and grads. I talked about Jabril first. I'm an idiot. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. Yeah, we'll write you a note about Pokemon. Our website is designed by PixelMeld.com. And for advertising info, call Mark at 301-244-8773. Don't call him during the concert. For Mark Ronick, Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, and Zoolander, and Mike O'Mara in absentia. This is Rob Spiewak saying have a great weekend. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Dear old dad, we love you so.
Dear old dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us. Today, Father, is Father's Day, a day that we all revere. The tie that you got didn't cost such a lot, but we will give you the same tie next year. You tell us it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss through. For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us. Yes, you are the one for us.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.